The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. Our King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, you are the only person that deserves to be worshipped and be glorified, because you are the only one who came down from heaven. You condescended from your throne. You took on human nature and you died and you rose from the dead. Father, we are grateful. That is the God that deserves to be worshipped. That is the God that deserves to be glorified and be magnified. And this, because of the blood that you shed, you sent your spirit to come and quicken us. For the Bible said that this is the day that the Lord has made. Not the devil has made. Not we have made. Not any human being has made. But you have made, that we should be glad and rejoice in it. Oh Lord, we praise you. We honor you. We exalt you and uplift you. This morning, we have come unto you just as we are. Father God, to receive power for the day. Power for today, oh God. To receive strength that we need for the day. To receive wisdom. To receive grace. To receive favor. To receive whatever quality we need, Father God, to continue to reign and to continue to manifest your glory in our lives here on earth before you appear, Father God, one of these days. Father, help us. Help us, Holy Spirit. Lead us and guide us. I commit all of us, the technicians. Yes, Bojawe White, myself, and the lady pastor into your hands. I commit everyone that is online, Father God, and those who will be joining later, Father God, into your hands. I commit, oh God, the machines and this platform, this means, this channel into your hands. I pray that Holy Spirit, you take charge and lead us through, so that at the end, your name will be glorified. Lord, let the angels that brings answers, get them ready, so that whilst we are praying, answers will be released. Answers will be delivered. For we are expecting our deliveries. Whilst we command the resurrection, whilst we enforce the resurrection, Lord, let the resurrection power, let the resurrection spirit, Father God, begin to work in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I say welcome and good morning and welcome to Resurrection Power for today. Resurrection Power for today. I say good morning and welcome to each and every one of you. Those of you who have joined and those who are yet to join. We thank God for this day. We thank God for your lives. And the Lord has been good and faithful unto us. Once there is life, there is hope. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Our program is Power for Today, but from Wednesday, we have modified it. Resurrection Power for Today. Resurrection Power for Today. Yes. Resurrection Power for Today. We need to be conscious of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We need to be conscious. We need to be alert of the resurrection. We need to live the resurrection. We need to have the resurrection in our mind, in our mouth, in our actions. That is when we will live victorious lives. The devil is winning greatly over us because of ignorance. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6. Yes, because of ignorance and lack of consciousness. We are not conscious. We are not aware of who we are. What we have inherited in Christ. Yes, what we are in Christ. That's why the devil, yes, can use situations, people, and other things to just confuse us and defeat us easily. But from now, it should never be so. Hallelujah. Our theme is enforcing the resurrection of Christ in our daily lives. Enforcing. I wanted to use the word commanding. Commanding the resurrection. If you like, you can put commanding there. Commanding the resurrection. Commanding or enforcing through commanding the resurrection. Yes, we need to command the resurrection. We are not commanding the Jesus. We are commanding the system of the resurrection. Yes, we are enforcing the resurrection. The resurrection is not a cliche. The resurrection is not just a story. Those of you who have gone to my Facebook page, you see what I've posted there. And I think that should also be copied and posted on Deliverance Assemblies of God. I mean, the WhatsApp groups. Yes. Because many of you are not on Facebook. Yes. You see, the resurrection, as I put on my Facebook page, is not a cliche. It is a reality. It is a spiritual, natural, and historical reality. It is something that really happened. People saw it. People saw the empty tomb. Those who go to Israel, yes, you bend down. When you are coming out, you see it is written there. He is not here. He is risen. He is risen. He is risen. It is a reality. All the other religions, those who founded them, their bones are still in the tomb. But Jesus Christ, you don't find where. We don't find him. Where he laid. The place is empty. It is empty because he truly arose. People saw him. When he arose, people saw him. He lived on earth for 40 days. 40 days. Eating, walking about. When he arose. Yes, he showed himself 40 days. Let me tell you, anytime you are fasting or praying and anything appears to you, any being appears to you and say, I am Jesus. I was the one who died for you. The first thing you should ask, let me see your hands. Please, let me see your feet. Because the holes are still there. The holes are there. When we go to heaven, we will see. The holes are there. Permanent, eternal. That's how we used to identify Jesus Christ. Because, let me tell you, the devil can take the form of Jesus in a way that I am telling you. Jesus is not the statue that as are in the Roman Catholic church you are seeing. You know, those things you see pasted dead, Jesus, that is not Jesus. No, that is not Jesus. It is just something that is done. Usually you see fair color and then white and those things. I mean, it's closer to holiness or righteousness. That's why they use those kind of paintings and other things. The true color of Jesus Christ is like an Indian color. Indian. You see, they are not fair. They are not black. That's how Jesus' color is. Like an Indian. Indian, they are not so fair. They are not black also. That's how Jesus. You say what? White Indians. There are, yes, I understand there are white Indians. No, not the white Indians. Yes. Yes. In between the white and black, that's how Jesus' color actually is. Mm-hmm. This morning, we want to just read a scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 19. But I want to start from verse 12 so that you get the context. What Paul is saying, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, from verse 12, but the message is in verse 9. Okay, let me just read verse 19. If only for this life we have hope in Christ. 20, but Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, 21, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For Christ For as in Adam, all die, so in Christ, all will be made alive. But each in his own turn, Christ, the first fruits, then when he comes, those who belong to him, then the end will come when he hands over the kingdom to God, the Father, after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. Death is death. Verse 26 is death. This was the message I preached on Easter, Good Friday evening at Liberty Center Assemblies of God. And I'm telling you, the calls I'm receiving about the revival that has sparked in the church, we dealt with death. And next week we are going to deal with death. Death is the last enemy. The last enemy to be conquered. Beloved, you don't have to fear death. No. Death is a person. Death is a spirit. I will show you. If you don't see death as a spirit or a person, you will die. Why do we see, why are we attacking the devil, Satan? Because we see Satan as a person. We see Satan as a spirit. Why don't we see death like that? Death is a person. Death is a spirit. Because death is a realm. It's everything. That's why the Bible says that at the end, death and hell will be cast into the lake of fire. Death and hell. Death and hell. Death itself and hell will be cast into what? The lake of fire. This scripture I read is about the end times. How Jesus will come. Yes. How Jesus will come. The dead will rise first, eh? Then those of us who are alive will be caught up. The whole thing will happen in the flash.
The dead in Christ.
The dead in Christ. That's why the Bible said that each in his turn. So this one is particularly for believers, those who are dead in Christ and those who are alive. Each in our turn, the dead will rise first, and then those of us alive will be caught up. Look, all your brethren, whatever, who truly died in Christ, we will still meet them. But we'll meet them with our glorified body. But what are we saying now? Jesus Christ has resurrected. Paul said under Revelation, if only here that we have hope, then we are to be pitied above all. If Christ died and did not rise, never. You know, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the foundation of our faith. I'm telling you, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the foundation of who we are in Christ. Is the foundation of our faith. Is the foundation of our faith. Is the basis of our belief. Is the inspiration of our hope. Is the motivation of our unceasing love and commitment to Christ. That it is the death, it is the resurrection of Jesus that should motivate us to be committed, to love him and be committed because he is alive. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the inspiration of our forgiveness of one another. The reason why you can forgive and the reason why you must forgive anybody, your brother or sister in the Lord or any person who offends you, no matter the offense, is because Jesus Christ rose again, because he's alive. And he is the best person who can deal with issues. He is alive to do what? To deal with issues. And so you haven't lost. No. When you forgive, you have not lost. Oh, somebody cheated you. You forgive. You think you have lost. You have never lost. You've rather gained. When you forgive, you've rather gained. And listen to me. Forgiveness does not, let me, forgiveness does not necessarily mean that you should go back into that relationship or the relationship should be the way it is. No, apart from marriage, where you can't do anything, you are one. Yes. You and your husband, you and your wife, you are one, oh, you are one. So that one, hey, you are one. Yes, forever you are one. That one is different. But apart from that, any other forgiveness, yes, you will learn your lessons. Forgive. Be fine with the person. Greet the person. But that is it. You have learned your lessons. If you still want the relationship to go the way it has been, it's over to you. If you want to modify, I don't want to be too close again. I don't want to be too so and so again. That one too, you have the right. It is your responsibility. The way you want that relationship to go. Yes, there are people that I am handling like that. I'm forgiving them, but forgiving them. I'm forgiving them, but never again. It will never go that way. Never. I will not be a fool again to them. Never. I will never. It will never happen here on earth. I have learned too much. Yes. So you learn. That is about, it is the reason why we forgive is what? Because Christ is alive. Let me tell you, what you gain in Christ is more than what anyone has done against you. What you gain in Christ is more than what anyone has done against you. What you gain in the resurrection is more than what you might have suffered in the hands of anybody. Yes. There are people who cannot forgive their fathers, their mothers, their whatever. But I'm telling you, what can you do about it? Jesus has risen. All those things happened, they are gone. Yes. Look, let me tell you, you can use the blood of Jesus to correct your past. Isaiah 41 verse 4. Somebody should write it. Isaiah 41 verse 4. You can use the blood of Jesus Christ to rectify your past mistakes, to correct the mistakes of your ancestors, as I've been praying of late, because there are issues that are coming up in the family, and I realize that my ancestors made a big mistake. Those days, they were only having females. So they went to a certain town and imported males to come and marry those females and produce male children. Those male that have been produced, they have risen up and they want to take over now. They are taking over. They want to take over. There is a case, a court case that we are having right now in my hometown. Yes, they are supporting a lady to take over a property. And all those people, their ancestors were not from the town. They were brought from certain towns to come and marry the ladies and produce males. You see? So because we are not the same blood, if you look at it, all those who are standing with us, we have the same blood. And those who are standing with that lady, they also have the same blood. These things are real. And what am I doing? The mistake has occurred. But we can use the blood. Isaiah 41 verse 4. Use the blood of Jesus to correct the mistakes of your past. The mistake of your ancestors. Isaiah 41 verse 4. Because we are not, doing that. That's why I'm not reading it. Yes, but the technician, if they want to put it there for somebody to read, that's okay. Isaiah 41 verse 4 and Isaiah 43 verse 27. Isaiah 43, 27. These scriptures can deal with your past. Isaiah 43, verse 27. Isaiah 41, verse 4. They can deal with your past. And you know, when you become born again, before God, you have no past again. So you are a new creation. Behold, the old things are gone. New thing, everything has become what? New. So before God, you don't have a past. But the devil knows that we don't know this. It is not in our minds. So he will daily project our past. And he still uses our past. Look, the devil hasn't got any new revelation. Never. He has no revelation. He uses things around. And because human beings everywhere, we have the same problems. Human beings, every white or black or yellow. Yes, we are the same people. Oh. We are the same. So that's how the devil still has his way in our lives. So the resurrection is the inspiration of our forgiveness to one another. The resurrection is the motivation of our services in the church. Yes, find a place to serve. Serve. Give God your time, your energy. Serve. Serve. And you are serving because of all the resurrection. Because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Yes. And he's watching. He's the rewarder. So you can serve. Even when no one is seeing. Even when no one, will say thank you. Serve, because there is a bigger thank you. There is a more glorious thank you which comes from Christ, who is alive, who is watching when you are sweeping, when you are cleaning, when you are doing this. Yes, some people are doing all that and they are saying, even the pastor is not seeing. Nobody is thanking me. Nobody is even paying my sister. So Jesus is the one you are doing for. It's not for the church. It's not for the pastor. If we see it like this, our worship, our sacrifices, I am telling you, they will be superb. And we'll begin to see daily results. Yes, the resurrection is also the driving force of our sacrifices to one another and to the work of God in general. Why do we sacrifice for one another? Why do we sacrifice for the church? Why do we give? It is because Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. He died and he rose again. Amen. He arose for you and I to arise. He arose for you and I to live. He arose to give us hope for the future. No matter what, child of God, no matter what you are going through, listen to me. The end will be better.
Amen.
I say your end will be glorious.
Amen.
Yes. He arose to give us daily victory over sin, over Satan, over death, over hell, and over all the powers of the devil. He arose. His resurrection has made you and I dreadful people to the devil. I am telling you, the truth is that the devil and his agents fear us more than we fear them. I'm telling you, especially those who live in daily awareness of the power of the resurrection. The devil fears you. When you are aware that you are a resurrected child, he fears you. Look, let me tell you something. Your mouth should not be silent of the things of God. Your mouth should not be silent of the word of God. Your mind, your mouth, and your actions. In a neighborhood, let me tell you, a house where a warning shot is given every night, a warning shot, pow, 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 three warning shots are given every night before they go to sleep. Will anybody enter the house? The thieves will come. They will go to other houses. But that house, they will never enter. Because they know there is something there. That is what it is. When the devil hears the word from your mouth, when the word is in your head, when you are acting, hey, the devil warns his agents. Please, that person, I'm not sending you to him. Be careful. If you go and anything happens to you, I didn't send you to him. Beloved, we want to pray. We began by declaring that Matthew 13:15. Why men sleep? You see, this time, that's a prayer that we need to start with. Yes, Matthew chapter 13, verse 24 to 30, verse 28 says, an enemy did this, he replied. The servant asked him, let me start from verse 22. The owner's servants came to him and said, Sir, Didn't you sow good seed? 25, eh? Okay, fine. 25. Okay, let me start from verse 24. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed wheat among the wheat and went away. Listen to me. Yesterday, I sent an audio about an ex-Satanist talking about how they operate in the night from 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. How many hours do you spend in the church? How many hours do you spend in the church? That is what they do daily. 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. They operate in the night. Yes. In fact, in the book of Job, Job talks about those who command the night or the day. Something. There's a scripture. Monday, I will look for it and give it to you. Look, a lot of things happen in the night. There are two nights. We have the natural night, like it was night and it is day. Yes, the natural night. And we also have the night of your hindsight, what you are not aware of. Even though it is day right now, I can't see behind the wall. So it is a night for me. I don't know what somebody is doing behind the wall. Aha. So there are two nights. The natural nights and then the other night when you are not aware of what is going on around you. Yes. In the night, whilst men were sleeping, there are things that happen. That's why he advised that we should practice night prayers. But let me tell you. Listen to me. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. The secret of my success in ministry, one of our secrets is night prayer. Night prayer. We pray a lot in the night. Yes. Yesterday, I woke up 1 o'clock and prayed till 3. 3 and slept again, and I'm here leading you. 1 and prayed till 3 and slept again. Catch some sleep and then lead you. I'm not saying that we should use all the night to pray. Practice 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. When you wake up to urinate, because some wake up to urinate, look at the time. Use some 15 minutes, 20 minutes to speak in tongues. Speak in powerful tongues. Powerful tongues. If you can't speak in tongues, declare the blood, 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 the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. 10 minutes, 15 minutes, go back to sleep. Go back to sleep. Yes. If you are doing that, I am telling you, you always walk in victory. I've never lost a battle. I've never lost a battle. Never, never. I have never lost a battle. Because I know when to do warfare. You can pray anytime, like we are praying right now. That's why we begin the day from now by undoing everything that the enemy has done in the night. Yes, we uproot, we destroy. So you see, we still have power. Even if you are not able to wake up in the night, listen, Jesus is praying for you. Don't be guilty. If you were so tired, rest. If you are so tired, sleep. Rest. If you are not able to wake up in the night, Jesus is praying for you. His intercession is working for you. Yes. But only that, we should have it in our minds that night prayer is a victorious lifestyle. Night prayer gives you daily victory. We want to pray right now. Say the name of Jesus Christ.
The name of Jesus Christ.
Anything the enemy has done.
Anything the enemy has done.
Whilst we're asleep.
Whilst we're asleep.
Whilst we're not awake.
Whilst we're not awake.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus
whatever
Christ.
The enemy has done.
Whatever the enemy has
whatever
done.
Whatever he has projected.
Whatever he has projected.
Whatever he has planted.
Whatever he has planted.
In our atmosphere.
In our atmosphere.
In our environment.
In our environment.
Whatever he has projected.
Whatever he has projected.
Against our star.
Against our star.
Against our destiny.
Against our destiny.
Against our dreams.
Our dreams.
Against our dreams.
Against our dreams.
Against our testimony,
whatever the enemy
has projected,
whilst we're not aware,
whilst we're asleep,
with the blood of Jesus Christ,
we destroy,
we destroy,
we destroy,
we destroy,
we destroy,
we destroy,
we nullify,
we cancel,
we uproot,
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 and destroy.
Satanic projections,
occultic
projections,
witchcraft projections
into the atmosphere
against the children of God,
against us,
against our star,
against our promotion,
against our shining,
against our testimony,
against our dreams,
against our destiny,
against our expectations,
against our answers to prayer.
We destroy
with the blood of Jesus Christ.
We nullify.
We nullify.
We uproot.
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 We uproot. We uproot.
Any evil
that has been planted.
We uproot.
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 Any evil
that has been projected
or planted
or planted
or planted
or planted
by the agents
of the devil,
witches,
and wizards,
the occult,
the occult,
the marines.
Those under the
sea, those under the sea,
we destroy,
we destroy,
we destroy
their charms,
their spells,
their incantations
into this day,
into this day,
against us,
we destroy,
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 we destroy.
With the blood,
with the blood,
with the blood,
with the blood of Jesus.
Rakataka bayataka.
Le prekitikitiki baruku toka barata.
We destroy,
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 we destroy, we destroy. We destroy, we destroy, we destroy.
We destroy,
we destroy, we destroy, we destroy.
Le taranto
rekite.
Le papa rekitiki bara.
Break it, take a barra,
le papa, break
it, take a barra,
Ipratako
Sakaya,
le
pepe,
pepe,
destroy, destroy, destroy,
destroy,
destroy, destroy, destroy, anything that has been planted in the night,
in the night,
in the night,
in the
natural night,
in
the other night,
every evil planting,
every evil projection,
in the
Korokoto,
in the Tukara,
be destroyed. Be destroyed. Be destroyed.
Be destroyed.
Be destroyed.
Be destroyed.
Be destroyed.
Be destroyed.
Be destroyed.
Be destroyed.
Against my marriage.
Against my marriage.
Against my marriage.
Against my husband.
Against my wife.
Against my children.
Against my children.
Against my childbirth.
Against our childbirth.
Against our expectation.
Against our dream.
Against our destiny.
Against our testimony.
Against our expectation.
Against
our answers
to prayers,
to prayers.
Any projection
that has been made,
any implantation
that has been made,
any
incantation,
any invocation,
any curse
that has been released,
that has been released,
any spell.
Any child,
by witches and wizards,
in my father's house,
in my mother's house,
at my workplace,
in my neighborhood,
in the church,
wherever they are,
on the street,
yes, wherever they are, that have released,
we destroy,
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 we destroy.
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 My promotion and position.
I liberate and secure
my seat.
my death.
I liberate and secure
with the blood of Jesus Christ
and
the Holy Ghost fire.
I liberate and secure.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
You see, these are living prayers. So these prayers, I'm telling you, they set you above all powers. The devil fears you. We want to pray the resurrection prayer right now. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
I thank you for the resurrection.
I thank you for the resurrection.
Say, my Lord and my God.
My Lord and my God.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
I thank you for the resurrection.
I thank you for the resurrection.
You are my resurrection.
You are my resurrection.
You have set the pace.
You have set the pace.
For my resurrection.
For my resurrection.
You arose.
You arose.
For me to rise.
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 For my dream to rise.
For my dream to rise.
For my testimony to rise.
For my testimony to rise.
For my healing to rise.
For my healing to rise.
For me to rise.
For me to rise.
From poverty.
From poverty,
from death,
from fear,
from anxiety,
from sicknesses and diseases.
Therefore,
this morning,
I command, I enforce
my resurrection.
I rise.
Out of poverty.
I rise. Let Dela rise.
Let Gladys rise.
Mention your name.
Let Gladys
let
rise.
Let Dela rise.
Let Gladys rise.
Dela rise.
Let Gladys rise.
Rise from death.
Rise from death.
Rise from
rise
death.
From death.
Rise from
rise
death.
From death.
Rise from death.
Rise from death.
Rise from sicknesses.
Rise from sicknesses.
And diseases.
And diseases.
Rise from
rise
poverty.
From poverty.
Rise from fear.
Rise from fear.
Rise from anxiety.
Rise from anxiety.
Rise from scarcity.
Rise from
rise from any limitation.
Rise from scarcity.
Rise rise.
Rise from any limitation.
Let Dela rise.
Yes,
let Dela rise.
Let
Dela rise.
Let Dela rise.
Let my ministry rise.
Let
my calling
rise.
Let my career
rise.
Let my business
rise.
Let my investment
rise.
Let my finances
rise.
Let my dream
rise.
Let my children
rise.
Let my children
rise.
Let my business rise.
Let my business
Let
rise.
My career rise.
Let my career
Let
rise.
My family
Let
rise.
My family rise.
Let my husband
Let
rise.
My husband rise.
Let my wife
Let
rise.
My wife
Let
rise.
My children
Let
rise.
My children
Let
rise.
My marriage
Let
rise.
My marriage
Let
rise.
My home rise.
Let my home rise.
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 Out.
Rise.
Of any situation.
Of any situation.
You find yourself in.
You find yourself
in. Any situation. You find yourself in.
You find yourself in.
Rise out.
Rise
out.
Rise up.
Rise out.
Rise up.
Rise out.
Rise
by the resurrection power.
By the resurrection
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 I rise up.
I rise up.
I rise out.
Rise
out of every system.
Out of every system.
Every wicked 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 system.
I have risen.
I have risen.
I have risen.
I have arisen.
I have arisen.
I have arisen.
I have arisen
with Christ.
I have risen with
Christ. I have risen with Christ.
I have risen with
Christ. I have risen with
Christ.
I have risen with Christ.
I have risen with Christ.
I mention your name. I have risen with Christ.
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 From this situation.
From this situation.
Mention that situation.
Yes, O Lord.
From barrenness.
From barrenness.
From barrenness.
From barrenness.
From barrenness.
From barrenness.
From infertility.
From infertility.
From infertility.
From infertility.
I have risen.
I have risen.
I have risen with Christ.
I have risen with
Christ.
From barrenness,
from infertility,
from infertility,
from poverty,
from disappointment,
from disappointment, from delays,
from delays,
from setbacks,
from setbacks.
I have risen,
I have
with,
risen
Christ.
With Christ.
Out of them,
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 out of
from
them.
This particular sickness,
this particular, situation,
this particular
from
disease,
this particular disease,
with a medical term,
a medical term.
I have risen,
I have risen
Christ.
Above
I have risen above it.
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 I have risen out of it.
I have
risen with Christ.
I have risen out of it.
I have risen with Christ.
I've 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 risen
from
with Christ.
Every situation.
From every situation.
Every circumstance.
From every circumstance.
Every challenge.
Every challenge.
I have risen.
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 I have risen with
Christ.
I have risen with Christ.
I have
risen with Christ.
I have risen with Christ.
I have risen with Christ.
Yes, Lord.
I have
risen with Christ. I have risen with Christ. I have risen with Christ. I have risen with Christ. I have risen with Christ.
Le kriketeke baro koto karikete. Le kriketeke baro. Le pepeketeke baro. Le kriketeke baro koto karanjike bato. Le kriketeke baro. I have risen with Christ. 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 My soul has risen. My spirit has risen. My body has risen. Everything of mine has risen. My star has risen. My destiny has risen. My testimony has risen. My expectation has risen. My dream has risen. It has risen. It has risen. Everything of mine. My marriage has risen. My husband has risen. My wife has risen. Yes, my body has risen. Everything has risen. My career has risen. My business has risen. My position has risen. My promotion has risen. My family has risen. Has risen. Has risen. Has risen. We have risen with Christ. We have risen. 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 We have risen, we have risen, we have risen, we have risen, we have risen from the wicked system, from the wicked system, from occultic system, from marine system, from witchcraft system. We have risen, we have risen, we have risen, we have risen with Christ in Jesus' mighty name. Say in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare, I mention your name. I am a resurrected child. I'm a resurrected child. I'm a resurrected child. I release this into my atmosphere. Let my atmosphere here. Let my environment here. I am the resurrected Christ. I am the resurrected child. I am a resurrected child. I am the resurrected child. I Delali Boja. I am a resurrected child. I am a resurrected child. I am a resurrected child. I am moving with the resurrection power. With the resurrection power. With the resurrection power, I am living in the resurrection power and walking with the resurrection power I am living and walking with the resurrection power. In the resurrection power. In the resurrection power. In the resurrection power. Within me is the resurrection power. Is the resurrection power. Is the resurrection power. I therefore declare, let every mountain move out of my way. Let every obstacle declare out of my way. Let every witch, every wizard disappear from my way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I am the resurrected child. I am the resurrected child. I have inherited the resurrection power. The resurrection power. I am therefore living and walking in the resurrection. In the resurrection. I am surrounded with the resurrection. Every challenge, every trouble, every trouble, every challenge, every problem, every situation, every circumstance, now that is surrounding me, that is surrounding me, give way, give way, give way to the resurrection power, give way to the resurrection power, surrender to the resurrection power. All the witches and the wizards at my workplace, in my office, Satan's children that surround me, surrender, 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 surrender to the resurrection power, 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 surrender to the resurrection power. Father, we thank you this morning. Let every sickness surrender to the resurrection power. Let every disease, let every situation surrender to the resurrection power. Father, we are grateful unto you. We thank you so much. Let every court case that is facing anyone online genuinely surrender to the resurrection power. Surrender to the resurrection power. Let the judge surrender to the resurrection power. Let the judge surrender to the resurrection power. Let every court case surrender to the resurrection power. Let every situation surrender to the resurrection power. Surrender to the resurrection power. Let the grave, yes, let the wave of death surrender to the resurrection power. No death in us. No death in me. Surrender to the resurrection power. 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 Poverty, surrender to the resurrection power. Scarcity, surrender to the resurrection power. Let my mouth, let my mind, let my action surrender to the resurrection power. Be influenced by the resurrection power. We thank the Lord for how far he has brought us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Beloved, the encounter I had in Dubai and Abu Dhabi on my mission there recently, one thing I am getting convinced of is that it appears to me, let me put it like this, it seems that the moment you are created as a human being in the image of God, God doesn't care how you make your life. It is in your hands. It is in your power now to use those creative ability to turn your life around. This is a 98% Islamic country, even 99%. The program I went, no link out of the country. No link, oh, no link. The link is within the church members. That's all. No Christian link out. That's why many of you could not follow the program. It's a desert. They started development in 1974. They asked Nigeria and Ghana to give them loan. The president then insulted them. Yes. And they started gradually dreaming. They have a philosophy there. A professor was telling us, our philosophy is, the moment you dream, the next day you start acting. Dream and act. Dream and perform. Even when you are making mistakes, begin to do what you dreamt. And 2014 was the peak. 2014 was when they got it correct. And from 2014, everyone online here had been born by then. 2014, everyone here online has been giving birth. That was when they hit the target of how they want their country to be. They send people to all nations to go and study infrastructure. And when they came, they have created what you don't find in any country. They created it there. So that when you go there, you are in a different place. You meet, a lot of Americans, Europeans, all over, coming there and saying that this place has turned our country into a village. What are you talking about? This is an Islamic country. Islamic country. You and I are filled with the Holy Spirit. We believe in Jesus. This has given me an encounter. It has changed me. Let me tell you, there is nothing you cannot turn around. Yes, with these prayers, as you have prayed, please begin to work. Work hard. Begin to think. Put things on paper. Become creative. Begin to declare what you want to see. Say it. Say it. Command it. Say it. Say it, and the thing will appear. When every prayer we have prayed right now, it has created an atmosphere. The prayer has done what? Has created what? An atmosphere. So now command it and open your eyes and your ears and watch for opportunities. And I tell you that your testimony will become the next. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you.
Amen.
May the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Is all